of man-made threats, such as chemicals from plastics, pesticides, cleaners, and furnishings. Human beings and elements of nature have coexisted for thousands of years, but man-made toxins have been around for less than 100 years and are rapidly increasing annually. We have not evolved fast enough to combat these foreign, unnatural substances. Complex chemical environments are, unfortunately, a normal part of our daily lives. Most of us can tolerate this influx of chemicals until our bodies get overwhelmed, leading to symptoms including weight gain, fatigue, chronic disease states such as diabetes, cancer, autoimmunity, heart disease, and more. When overwhelmed, the adipose cells, aka fat cells, become the jail cells that hold on to the chemicals and threats that the body is unable to eliminate. When the toxins are incarcerated, they pose little threat to our vital organs and tissues, but they affect the adipose cells by causing them to expand and create new cells. The adipose cells increase in size, but also require more guards in the form of macrophages and other immune system cells. These guards worsen the situation by secreting substances that lead to insulin resistance of the adipocytes. Insulin resistance is associated with diabetes and weight gain. Paula Bailey Hamilton first proposed a link between environmental toxins and belly fat and metabolic disorders in 2002, when she noted rates of obesity increased in proportion to the increased production of synthetic chemicals. This eventually led to the environmental obesogen hypothesis proposed by Gruen and Blumberg in 2006, which led to many epidemiological studies and subsequent animal studies on the effects of chemicals on the body. Environmental toxins that affect our health fall within the following seven categories. Highly fluorinated chemicals found in oil, stain, and water-repellent products, for example, Gore-Tex, nonstick cookware, food packaging, cosmetics, and more. Antimicrobial agents found in cleaning and personal care products, clothing, exercise mats, and more. Flame retardants found in furniture, building materials, car seats, mattresses, building insulation, and more. Endocrine-disrupting chemicals, EDCs, including bisphenols and phthalates, found in plastics such as food storage containers, shower curtains, air fresheners, toys, and skin and hair care products. Solvents found in products such as cosmetics, dry cleaning agents, household cleaners, nail polish remover, and more. Metals such as mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and lead found in food, cookware, vaccines, makeup, dental fillings, jewelry, contaminated water, and more. Toxic mold that can be found in buildings and foods. The most dangerous of these environmental pollutants are the persistent organic pollutants, aka POPs, which fall within the endocrine-disrupting chemicals category. Just as their name implies, they persist in the environment and in the human body. That is, they are difficult to remove. Why are they so harmful? The short answer is that the body has difficulty metabolizing or eliminating them. In 2001, the United Nations formed the Stockholm Convention to address the production and use of POPs. According to this treaty, countries that sign it agree to stop the production and use of the 12 worst POPs. The United States is not yet a contributing party on this treaty, but there has been a drop in the use of particular harmful substances. Why do these chemicals collect in fat cells? The answer lies in the molecular structure of environmental toxins. Many are what we would call lipophilic, which means they are attracted to fat. In the body, the highest concentration of fat cells is in our abdomen, around our organs, in breast milk, and in the brain. Some chemicals, such as POPs, have a molecule that enhances their attraction to fat cells. Summary. Incarcerating environmental toxins in adipose tissue is a smart way our body protects us from unnatural and potentially harmful substances. But we obviously get frustrated by this system, because it eventually leads to belly fat, premature aging, and fatigue. We can diminish the effects of environmental toxins by learning the sources of toxins, decreasing our exposure to them, and optimizing the removal of toxins via our gut and our skin. The best things to start eliminating from your life are sources of POPs and EDCs. This initially takes sacrifice, particularly for women. Like it or not, we are often addicted to the cosmetics, skincare products, interior decorating items, and clothing lines that are contributing to the toxin burden. Here are some first steps to reduce your exposure to environmental toxins. Fatty animal meats, particularly factory-farmed beef, poultry, and pork. Replace with pasture-raised meats and wild-caught seafood. Animal milk. Replace with organic nut milks, ideally in glass containers. Plastics involved in food packaging. Replace with home-prepared meals and store leftovers in glass containers. Avoid water and beverages sold in plastic bottles. Pesticides and herbicides. The worst is glyphosate, found in Roundup. Don't use this in your yard. Replace with chemical-free weed killers and choose organic produce, with a focus on the Environmental Working Group's list of the Clean 15. Skincare products, even those from natural markets. Replace with products that are rated a 1 through 3 according to the Environmental Working Group. Use the phone app Healthy Living or Think Dirty. Let your nails go natural. Deodorant. Eliminate brands with aluminum. Furniture. Avoid flame retardants and stain protection. Air fresheners. Don't use them. Cleaners. Swap toxic brands for clean ones. Water. Filter it. Other toxins. Eat 1 cup of organic cruciferous veggies each day to support your detoxification pathways. With some savvy shopping and a little creativity, you can replace just about any product with a non-toxic version. And you can do it in a budget-friendly way by swapping out a single product at a time. Here's a caution, however. Not every product that claims to be non-toxic truly is. So don't rely on advertising claims. Instead, get the facts before you buy. Luckily, there's an easy way to do this. When you're searching for healthy products, check out the Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep database for info on cosmetics, lotions, soaps, and other skincare products. EWG.org/skindeep. And their Guide to Healthy Cleaning for info on household cleaning products. EWG.org/guides/cleaners. Want to clean up your world even more? Here are 2 more smart swaps you can make. Swap out plastic containers for glass ones. Research shows that even BPA-free plastic containers leach synthetic estrogens that can put weight on you. In fact, some may be even worse for your waistline than containers that contain BPA. Swap out nonstick pans for greener versions lined with ceramic. Both these swaps are easy to make and will reduce your body burden of obesogens. Success story. Eileen Fisher. Weight lost, 8.6 pounds. Belly inches lost, 5. Eileen was delighted to jumpstart her weight loss with a 10-day belly slim down. She says, "I was less hungry than I thought I would be. This is a good start to where I would like to get." One swap that can't wait. Dirty water for clean. While my swap-a-week strategy will lower your body burden of toxins over time, there's one change I want you to make right now. And that's to purify your water. No matter how tight your budget is, this one can't wait. Stop and think for a minute about how much water you use every day. You shower in it. You drink glasses of it each day. You make tea and coffee with it. Wash your dishes in it and add it to your food. That's a lot of water. And if you're getting it right from the tap, that water is disgusting. Blech, ich, yuck. You're probably aware of the tragedy in Flint, Michigan, where the tap water turned out to be heavily polluted with lead. But while the danger in Flint made headlines, I have bad news. No matter where you live, your tap water is toxic. For instance, the water in 33 U.S. states is contaminated with chemicals called PFASs, which are linked to obesity and cancer. Tap water in 42 states is contaminated with 141 unregulated chemicals. If you want to scare yourself silly, go to the Environmental Working Group's Natural Drinking Water Database and see what's in your local water. Dozens of U.S. cities are accused of cheating in an attempt to conceal problems with lead pollution in their tap water. Many toxins that wind up in your water, from pesticide residues to hormones to chemicals used in pipes to the herbicide atrazine, are known obesogens. In one recent study, the Environmental Working Group identified 45 chemicals in tap water that are linked to hormonal disruption, a key cause of belly fat gain. The good news is that it isn't all that expensive to clean up your water. Even if you're practically broke, you can save your pennies to buy a water filtration pitcher or a faucet filter. Points-of-use filters for your showers are also inexpensive. If you have some extra cash on hand, a whole house filtration system will do the job beautifully. The Environmental Working Group has an online water filter guide to help you make smart choices that suit your budget. So, suck it up and buy the best water purifier you can afford. It may set you back a few bucks for a pitcher or a few $100s if you go for a filtration system. But you and a slim belly are worth it. And seriously, do you really want hormones in your tea or herbicides in your minestrone? Success story. Jenna Krumlauf. Weight lost, 12 pounds. Belly inches lost, 3.1. Jenna is a member of my own staff. But even after witnessing many of my weight loss transformations, she was a little nervous about trying the diet. I confess that I had to twist her arm a little. Now, however, she's all smiles because she lost more than 3 inches of belly fat in just 10 days. Her take on the diet? Brace yourself. It's hard, but the quick benefits when you're 100% compliant are incredible. Bottom line, clean food, clean home, and clean water equals clean, beautiful, skinny you. I know I'm asking a lot of you in this chapter. Even if you follow my simple swap-a-week plan, replacing toxic products with non-toxic ones takes work. What's more, it can be hard to kiss your favorites goodbye. I confess that I wanted to cry a little when I swapped out the lipstick I'd adored for years. Parabens, synthetic colors, and all. For a brand that wasn't going to kill me. It took me a while to convince myself that a lipstick that literally was to die for was not a good thing. So, yes, I feel your pain. And I also feel the pain in your wallet, because going clean will make a slightly bigger dent in your paycheck. But believe me, there's a big payoff. Every toxin you get out of your body will make you younger looking, more energetic, and healthier. And as the science shows, lowering your body burden of toxins will also help keep those extra inches off your belly. So don't hesitate. Start cleaning up your act. And speaking of keeping those extra inches off, it's time for me to share my biggest secret for nuking that muffin top for good, without starving or sacrificing your favorite foods. It's my Slim Belly Forever plan, and it's going to banish your belly blues permanently. Get ready to say goodbye to constant yo-yo dieting and hello to food freedom. Part 4. Kiss your belly fat goodbye forever. Now that you have a beautiful belly, I'm going to tell you how to keep it that way. It's all about the magic of my Slim Belly Forever plan. Chapter 12. My Slim Belly Forever plan. If you've lost all the weight you want to lose, congratulations, you did it! And if you've jump-started your weight loss but still have more pounds to lose, you can switch now to my bone broth diet. It's a less rigorous, long-term diet that'll strip the rest of those pounds off your belly. Either way, when you get that beautiful belly you desire, you're going to feel lots of emotions. You're going to feel proud, relieved, sexy, and happy. But you know what else you may feel? A little scared. Why? Because you've succeeded temporarily at diets before, but then you've put the weight right back on. Over and over and over again. But guess what? I'm not going to let that happen. My goal is for you to eat fearlessly for the rest of your life. I want you to enjoy all the foods you love while keeping your belly slim for life. And I know just how you'll do this with my Slim Belly Forever plan. On this plan, no foods will be taboo. You'll be able to eat anything you want for 20% of your meals. You can have pancakes for breakfast on Sunday or pizza for dinner on Wednesday. And you'll do it without gaining weight. Sound too good to be true? Here's how it works. Why the Slim Belly Forever plan is magic. How can you get away with cheating 20% of the time? Simple. For the other 80% of your meals, you'll follow a healthy maintenance diet. This 80-20 style of eating is the basis of my Slim Belly Forever plan. And it's my secret for lifelong sustained weight loss. Each of your 80% meals will include a protein, a serving of healthy fat, and as many non-starchy vegetables as you want. You can also include a little fruit, as well as a starchy veggie such as beets, carrots, or butternut squash if you need an extra shot of energy. Here's how to build a perfect plate for each 80% meal. A perfect plate for your Slim Belly Forever plan after you lose the belly fat. Protein portions. A serving of meat, fish, or poultry should be about the size and thickness of your palm. A serving of eggs is as many as you can hold in your hand. That's 2 or 3 for women, 3 or 4 for men. A serving of egg whites alone is double the serving for whole eggs. Each meal should include a serving of protein. Non-starchy vegetable portions. A serving of non-starchy vegetables should be at least the size of a softball. These are fabulous for you, so if possible, fill your plate with at least 2 or 3 softballs worth. Starchy vegetable portions. A serving of starchy vegetables, such as sweet potato, jicama, kohlrabi, or winter squash, should be about the size of a baseball for women and the size of a softball for men. Fruit portions. A serving of fruit is half an individual piece, half an apple, half an orange, or a tennis ball-sized serving of berries, grapes, or tropical fruits. That's a closed handful, or about half a cup, if they're diced. Eat no more than 2 servings of fruit per day, and break them up across meals and snacks to distribute your sugar intake. Fat portions. A serving of oil or clarified butter is 1 tablespoon. A serving of nuts, seeds, coconut flakes, or olives is about 1 closed handful. A serving of nut butter is 1 tablespoon. A serving of avocado is 1/4 to 1/2 an avocado. A serving of coconut milk is 8 ounces or 1/3 to 1/2 a can. A serving of almond milk is 8 ounces. A serving of chia seeds is 4 teaspoons. A serving of flaxseed is 2 tablespoons. A serving of hemp seeds is 2 tablespoons. When you eat this way, 80% of the time, You'll build up enough good food credits so that your indulgences won't do you any damage. As I like to say, you'll get 100% of the results for only 80% of the work. Psychologically, this is a really big deal, because you'll never need to say, I can't. One of the fastest ways to put weight back on your belly is to tell yourself that you can never have a food you enjoy, whether it's ice cream, pizza, or macaroni and cheese. That's a guarantee that you'll crave it, and that you'll gorge on it at some point. So again, no food is completely off limits on the Slim Belly Forever plan. Never say never. However, the closer you stick to a healthy template, the healthier you will be. So if you're battling a chronic health problem, for instance, psoriasis, irritable bowel syndrome, or an autoimmune condition, you may want to aim for 90-10 instead. Also, as you switch to the 80-20 diet, be cautious about restarting two food groups in particular, dairy and grains. Contrary to popular belief, you don't need either one of these food groups in your diet. You can get plenty of calcium from non-dairy foods, such as salmon and leafy greens. And all the nutrients in grains are available from vegetables, proteins, and healthy fats. Trust me, your life will be better if you minimize dairy and grains in your diet, or even kiss them goodbye. Here's why. Dairy is one of the biggest culprits behind bloating and gas. In addition, it can cause stomach cramps, loose bowel movements, and fatigue. Oh, and you know that embarrassing noise your GI tract makes during your morning stand-up meeting at work? Yeah, dairy can cause that as well. Grains are inflammatory, so they're bad for your health. They age your inner belly, and in addition, they wreck your skin. And of course, they're a major culprit in putting on belly fat. So giving up grains can do miracles when it comes to keeping your belly slim and clearing up acne, rosacea, and psoriasis. I know that minimizing or eliminating grains can be tough. If you're not quite ready to let them go, at least reach for gluten-free grains such as quinoa, millet, buckwheat, amaranth, teff, and oats processed in a gluten-free facility. If you're a baker, try substituting almond or coconut flour for grain flours. It goes without saying that there's one more food on my limit or ban list. Sugar. It's fine to nibble on an occasional cookie or ice cream cone. However, the less sugar you eat, the less sugar you'll crave. And that will be good news for your belly and your health. If you can't give up sugar entirely, try to save sugary treats for very special occasions, such as birthdays or holidays. Also, if you really have a sweet tooth, give monk fruit sweetener a try. It's typically in the same section as sugar in stores. It has close to zero calories, and it's safe for everyone, including diabetics. Monk fruit also contains antioxidants called mogrosides. And research on mice with induced diabetes found that mogrosides lower blood glucose, improve blood lipids, and reduce oxidative stress, damage to cells caused by free radicals. I love monk fruit in shakes and smoothies, and it's heat stable, so you can bake with it too. Finally, put high-carb veggies, such as sweet potatoes, carrots, and beets, in their proper place. These are all terrific foods, but loading your plate with them will put that belly fat right back on you. Instead, think of these as accents for your plate. And on your 80% days, limit yourself to a spoonful or two, not an entire sweet potato or a cup of cooked carrots. Also, think of these carby veggies as energy boosters. If you do an intense workout and you feel wobbly, add one of them to your next meal. But if you're having an easy day, substitute a non-starchy veggie instead. Are you a sugar burner or a fat burner? The link between sugar and belly fat. JJ Virgin, CNS, BCHN, EP-C. best-selling author of J.J. Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet. Drop 7 hidden sugars, lose up to 10 pounds in just 2 weeks. I often talk about how important it is to be a fat burner instead of a sugar burner. But what does that really mean? Instead of diving straight into the science, let's make this simple. You know you're a sugar burner if you rarely feel satisfied after a meal. Stuffed, maybe. Bloated and uncomfortable, yes. But ready to go another 4 to 6 hours without anything else to eat? No way. You snack regularly. You typically graze throughout the day, even when you've resolved to stop eating so much between meals. If you don't snack, you feel tired and moody. You struggle with belly fat. Even when you lose weight, it's from your arms and legs. You just can't seem to trim inches from your waist. You often get hangry. You're no stranger to apologizing for being irritable because you were hungry. Your friends and family know that a bad attitude equals hand you some food. You crave carbs and sugar. A meal isn't complete without potatoes, rolls, or pasta. Dessert is a must. And when you try to eat less sugar, you find yourself cranky and unable to focus. If you recognize yourself in these descriptions, you're probably a sugar burner. That means your primary source of fuel is glucose, blood sugar, which gives your body no reason to use your fat stores for fuel. Why should it, since you run on a steady supply of carbs? Here's how it works. When you eat sugar or carbohydrates, your blood sugar rises. Then your pancreas releases insulin, a hormone that helps restore balance by pulling that excess sugar out of your bloodstream. The higher your blood sugar levels, the more insulin your body is forced to produce in order to return those levels to normal. All that insulin comes with several major drawbacks, including blocking leptin production. Leptin is your appetite control hormone. Without it, your brain never gets that signal that says you're full. That's why sugar burners are often hungry and overweight. The dangers of using sugar for fuel. It's a vicious cycle. Being a sugar burner means your body needs more insulin and hangs on to fat. In turn, high body fat makes you less responsive to insulin. That insulin resistance causes its own set of problems, including increased risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and inflammation. As a result, sugar burners often suffer from joint pain, headaches, skin trouble, and uncomfortable gut issues. Even when sugar burners lose weight, they seldom lose fat. And any time you lose weight without losing waste, you're actually making things worse. You're training your body to store your fat even more stubbornly. The results can be miserable. Sugar burners often suffer from anxiety or depression, constant cravings, and obesity. In turn, being overweight and unhappy causes your body to produce more stress hormones, such as cortisol. And guess what cortisol does? Raises your blood sugar and encourages your body to store more belly fat. As if all that wasn't bad enough, with time, all those hormone spikes can cause symptoms ranging from high blood pressure to elevated cholesterol. It's time to get off the sugar roller coaster. What it means to be a fat burner. The goal is to be a fat burner instead, by eating fewer sugary carbs in more clean, lean protein, fiber, and healthy fats. You train your body to burn fat for fuel. That's right, eat more fat. The old 80s myth that a low-fat diet leads to weight loss is well and truly busted. In fact, it turns out that your body will only let go of extra pounds when it's sure you're not starving. The best way to send that message? Eat a balanced diet that includes healthy fats. As a fat burner, your system still burns carbs as fuel first, and it will use the small amount of sugar you get from slow slash low carbs, that is, foods that are low in carbs or have carbs that burn slowly, such as vegetables, quinoa, or legumes. Then your metabolism quickly turns to your fat stores for energy. Because fat burns more slowly and steadily, fat burners can easily go 4 to 6 hours between meals and don't suffer from sugar or carb cravings. They also lose fat easily and experience steadier energy. Make smart swaps. As you start cutting sugars out of your diet, watch out for sneaky sugars. That bran muffin and OJ you just had as part of your healthy breakfast actually contained around 70 grams of sugar. Trade your fancy frap-style coffee for an unsweetened coconut milk latte, and you eliminate another 69 grams of sugar. But the opportunities to become a fat burner don't end with your first meal of the day. That raspberry vinaigrette on your salad at lunch turned it into dessert by adding another 14 grams of sugar. Try lemon juice and extra virgin olive oil instead. At dinner, swap your side of whole wheat rigatoni for noodles made from lentil and quinoa flour, once you're on your slim belly forever plan after the end of your diet. Not only do you lose the inflammatory gluten, you also gain 14 grams of filling, gut-healing fiber and 25 grams of fat-burning protein. The options to lower your sugar impact are endless. And the more you eliminate syrupy sweet foods, the more you'll reclaim your palate and truly start to taste your meals again. All those symptoms you blamed on aging, stubborn belly fat, fatigue, bloating, joint pain, are actually symptoms of burning glucose for energy. If you're a sugar burner, it's not too late to stop the cycle of mood swings, brain fog, and weight gain. Your body and your loved ones will thank you. Success story. Deborah Phillips. Weight lost, 6.8 pounds. Belly inches lost, 0.75. Deborah says, "Overall, I feel good, and I have not felt good for some time. I was gaining weight for no apparent reason, and now I have lost weight." She adds that the plan is easy to follow, and the results are incredible. "I have already recommended it to a friend," she says. Deborah knew that she had food allergies or sensitivities, but she wasn't sure which foods were the culprits. Now she says, "With this program, I feel like I have a fresh start and will be able to determine what I can and cannot eat as I add back some foods to my diet." Why I want you to stop grazing. If you were a grazer before you started my 10-day belly slim down plan, you might be tempted to go back to your former habits once you're on the slim belly forever plan. If so, I hope I can change your mind. One of the most popular ideas in the fitness world today is that you should eat 6 or more small meals throughout the day. This sounds great, I know, because what's not to like about eating all day long? Well, here are 6 things I don't like about it for starters. Eating all day long, especially if you're eating lots of carbs, keeps your insulin and leptin levels spiking all day long. The result? You develop both insulin resistance and leptin resistance, making you fat and hungry. When you eat all day long, your body gets into the habit of expecting frequent meals. As a result, you crave food even when you don't need it. Grazing can increase your risk of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIBO. When you go for 90 minutes to 2 hours without eating, the muscles in your small intestine generate a cleansing wave that whooshes toxins out. When you snack all the time, you deactivate this wave. As a result, you create an unhealthy condition where gut bugs can overbreed. Grazing can promote constipation. After a large meal, you may feel the need to go, That's because cues, such as stomach distension, tell your GI tract to make room for the food that's heading its way. When you eat small snacks all day, your gut may not get these cues. And as a result, your plumbing can get sluggish. Eating frequent meals that contain fruit or other carbs keeps your mouth in an acidic state. This in turn can lead to tooth decay. Grazing doesn't help you lose weight more easily. As the Salk Institute research I talked about in Chapter 1 shows, going for long periods without eating is the best way to take those pounds off. Not snacking all day long. If you're a grazer, the idea of cutting down to just a few meals a day may scare you. That's because you're worried that you'll get overwhelmingly hungry and wind up in the nearest pizza joint eating everything but the tablecloth. However, here's the reality. Eating 2 or 3 low-carb meals a day will keep your blood sugar steady rather than causing wild swings. And it's those swings that lead to cravings. And if you do get the urge to eat between meals, bone broth can satisfy your hunger fast, without any of the downsides of snacking. So leave the grazing to the cows, and once you finish this diet, try to stick to a maximum of 3 meals each day, and maybe an occasional snack. You'll be less hungry, you'll have more control over your eating, and you'll keep your belly slim and happy. What if the pounds start to creep back on? Let's talk about something else. What if you get a little careless and 80-20 turns into 70-30 or 60-40? If that happens, you'll probably start to notice your pants getting tight again. In this case, don't panic and don't kick yourself. We're all perfectly imperfect. And I'm right at the top of that list, so I'm the last person who's going to scold you. The solution is simple. Just do another 10 days on the 10-day belly slim down. Or if you're in less of a hurry, follow the 21-day plan I outline in Dr. Kellyanne's bone broth diet. The biggest trick here is to nip this problem in the bud. It's easy to take off 5 pounds, but not so easy to take off 15 or 20. So if you look in the mirror and see a little pooch reappearing, take action fast. Go right back on your diet plan, and you'll kiss that belly fat goodbye quickly. Also, once you do take off those pounds, think about how you put them on. Were you ODing on chips, hitting the ice cream too hard, or indulging in too many wine coolers? When you identify the culprits that made those pounds sneak onto your belly, you can avoid falling prey to them in the future. Success story. Maria Herbel. Weight lost, 7.2 pounds. Belly inches lost, 1.5. Maria says her 10-day belly slim down was the fastest weight loss I've ever had, with minimal pain as far as hunger and just feeling lousy. I think I had a little carb flu, but every morning I woke up feeling more energetic. Maria previously tried Atkins, Weight Watchers, and a score of other diets, with no success. This time, she says, the bone broth really satisfied my urges to eat. I'd have a hard day at work, and during the day, I'd think, I'll go get my bone broth. And as soon as I'd start sipping on it, I don't know if I had a blood pressure drop or what happened, but I'd feel I calmed down. One thing that tickled Maria was her husband telling her after the diet, you know you're my trophy wife. We've been married 34 years, she says, smiling, and he hasn't said that in a while. 5 tips for forever success. The Slim Belly Forever Plan will keep your belly flat and sexy for life, as long as you do it right. Here are 5 keys to success. Avoid portion creep. Over time, it's easy to let one serving of avocado turn into 2 or 3, or to toss an extra serving of fruit into a protein shake. But those little cheats eventually add up to extra pounds on your belly, follow my perfect plate template, and that won't happen. One portion control tip in particular. Be especially careful when you're snacking on nuts. These babies are delicious, and that's the problem. How often do you say, I'm just going to have a handful, and then wind up sucking down a whole can of them? Uh-huh, I thought so. Remember that a serving of nuts is one closed handful, and stick to a maximum of one serving each day. Keep eating those healthy fats. Remember, eating healthy fats helps you lose fat. Don't overdo it, but don't think that you're doing yourself any favors by going low fat. Healthy fats keep your metabolism running on high so that belly fat doesn't sneak back on. And they also give you beautiful skin and hair. So add a dose of these fats to every meal. Drink bone broth and add collagen to your diet every day. Staying in the bone broth and collagen habit, even after your diet ends, is a smart idea. It'll keep your gut healthy, reduce your inflammation, and fill you up so you're less tempted to put junk in your body. It'll also keep erasing your wrinkles. And who doesn't want that? You can drink your broth straight, put it in soups and stews, or even add it to cocktails. Really, it's delicious. There's a recipe for it in your PDF. As for collagen, you can add it to shakes and soups, or enjoy a daily cup of my collagen coffee. Also, if you have a slip-up, for instance, if you eat way too much pizza and wind up bloated and 3 pounds heavier the next day, try doing a one-day bone broth mini fast. This is easy. Simply drink nothing but bone broth from the time you get up until the time you go to bed, and it'll erase the damage as if it never even happened. Keep moving and keep that stress under control. When you're busy, I know it's tempting to backslide on exercising, journaling, or meditation. But these strategies matter every bit as much as what you put on your plate. So don't neglect them. No matter how hectic your life is, set aside some you time to work out or chill out. Remember, you're just as important as the people you're caring for. Enjoy the new you. If you're used to hiding your belly fat and bloat, I'm betting that you have a closet full of baggy clothes. If that's the case, I want you to go out right now and buy yourself some sexy outfits. It's time to reap the rewards of your diet. The more glances you get from hot guys or gals, and the more your friends admire and envy your beautiful belly, the more motivated you'll be to stick to your slim belly forever plan. And that will guarantee that you'll keep that gorgeous belly. So, what are you waiting for? Go strut your stuff. And while you're at it, celebrate with the yummy Slim Belly Forever recipes included in your PDF. These fun dishes will ease you right into a lifetime of belly-friendly eating. Chapter 13. Recipes for your Slim Belly Forever Plan. Once you reach your goal weight, you can let a little indulgence tiptoe back into your life. So refer to your PDF where I introduce you to some of my favorite, only slightly sinful treats. The Forever Plan recipes are a teeny bit wicked because they include ingredients such as ancient grains, honey, and even a little vodka. But they won't do you a bit of harm as long as you limit them to 20% of your meals. So go ahead, treat yourself. Whip up some lemon cheesecakes with berry topping for a girl's night, enjoy my chicken enchiladas verdes for dinner, or toast your diet success with a skinny Moscow mule. Salud! Success story. Elizabeth McKenzie. Weight lost, 7 pounds. Belly inches lost, 3. Elizabeth says she did the diet mainly to address immune system issues. It wasn't weight loss so much, she comments, but that was a nice benefit. Elizabeth suffered from joint pain before starting the diet. She says, "I noticed the very first day that all my aches and pains were gone, which I thought was phenomenal." She credits this to cutting out high-carb foods, such as bread, something she's been trying to do for years. With this diet, she says, "I was able to do it." Overall, Elizabeth says that her health complaints were about 75% gone when she finished the diet. For instance, she says, "I used to have acid reflux, and I don't have it anymore." I'm delighted to share Elizabeth's story because it brings up an important point. I know your main target right now is your belly fat, but when you cut unhealthy foods out of your diet, you get healthier all over. So in addition to trimming your belly, you'll enjoy everything from better skin and happier joints to freedom from acid reflux, gas, and bloating. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Online resources. For daily support on your diet and to help you win your battle against the carb flu and the sugar demon, sign up for my encouraging daily emails at the resources page on my website, 10daybellyslimdown.com/gift. On that page, you'll also find printable copies of my Yes Foods and my batch cooking plan, as well as the 10-day meal plan and shopping lists. In addition, there are printable versions of the Your Daily Diet at a Glance chart and a Tweak Your Times Clock graphic to help you shift the timing of your eating window, if necessary. For additional information on the benefits of shrinking your eating window, check out my Shorter Eating Window Equals Slimmer, Healthier You post on the resources page. And for handy tips on working collagen into your diet, see Collagen, Your Magic Elixir. On the resources page, I even have tips for giving yourself a beauty makeover at the same time as you're slimming your belly. In addition, check out my online recipes at drkellyanne.com. You'll find lots more healthy, slimming meals to try when your diet is done. Measurement tracker. If you're interested in more than just belly fat loss, this tracker will help you measure your weight loss in other areas as well as your change in body mass index, BMI. You'll also find a printable copy of this measurement tracker in your PDF as well as on the resources page of my website at 10daybellyslimdown.com/gift. At the start of your diet and at the end of your diet, record your weight, measurements of biceps, chest, waist, hips, and thighs, and your current BMI. To calculate your BMI, body mass index, measure your height in inches. To do this, stand against a wall and use a pencil to make a mark at the top of your head. Take your height in inches and square the number. Multiply the number of inches by itself. Divide your weight in pounds by your height in inches squared. Multiply the answer by 703. This is your body mass index. While this number isn't infallible, it can give you a rough idea of the amount of body fat you have. Here's a guide you can use. A BMI below 18.5 is underweight. A BMI of 18.5 to 24.9 is normal or healthy weight. A BMI of 25.0 to 29.9 is overweight. A BMI of 30.0 and above is obese. Favorite brands. Please refer to your PDF for a list of brands I recommend for their excellent taste and quality. I add new brands frequently, so check my resources page for new arrivals. Share your success. I'm so excited that you want to lose your unhealthy, unsightly belly fat and keep it off forever. When you finish your 10-day belly slimdown, let me know how it worked for you. The official hashtag is hashtag 10daybellyslimdown. If you add this hashtag to your social media posts, my team and others looking for inspiration will be able to view your post and connect with you. You can search this hashtag on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and see what is being shared about the diet, including great recipe ideas. In addition, look for me on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Kellyanne. There you'll see a huge and awesome community of people who are sharing recipes, diet tips, and inspiration. Find me on Twitter at Dr. Kellyanne and on Instagram at Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. This is Jody Bentley. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of the 10-Day Belly Slim Down. Lose your belly, heal your gut, enjoy a lighter, younger you. By Kellyanne Petrucci, MSND. This program was directed by Andrea Kaufman. Executive producer, Linda Korn. Text copyright 2018 by Best of Organic, LLC. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.